Yes. Okay. Well, God bless you all. Tonight, I want to do something that I trust will start a series in the upcoming Wednesday fellowships. And I guess I would title it Living the Word of God. What can we do to live God's Word? What are the things that we can see in the Word to help us put it on in our minds and then live it, to believe it, to manifest it? Jesus Christ promised what? The more abundant life.
Right.
So His Word, God's Word, is full of promises and wonderful truths that will help us live that more abundant life. But you got to believe it. You got to know it to believe it. So, what can we do to enhance living the Word of God? And I want to share with you something that has blessed me and helping me live the Word of God. And I want to pass it along. And if you want to try this technique, you're welcome to do it. I'm sure a lot of many Christians do this anyway, but I've found it's been a great blessing. And I've got some notes, and you folks that are calling in, if you want these notes, you can, let me know and I'll email them to you. Boy, I had a, oh, here it is here. Okay. Did everyone get one then? So, it's a great blessing to learn God's word, right? It's the word of life. It's what saves us. Man can't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And so, to know the word obviously is a very big key, and living it, because you got to know it if you're going to live it. And so life is most thrilling when we can live this word and see the promises come to pass in our life. So how can we live God's word? And as I put in the notes here, put it into your mind and then act on it. Anything that you want to live and manifest in your life, you got to put it in your mind, right? And act on it. If you got a recipe, Jeannie did a great soup. What was it? White chicken bean soup?
Chili.
Chili.
Chili? All right. Did she know how to make it out of, the blue? No. She got a recipe and learned and put it in her mind what she needed to do, and then she what? Acted on it. She went out and killed the chicken and plucked it. And no, she didn't do that.
No.
But
You'd be starving.
she did what was necessary to put together a wonderful meal. So, what I'm suggesting here is pretty basic, pretty simple, but it works. Have daily verses you are working on that will saturate your brain cells and give you the ammunition to act out on it. Okay? Now, I'm going to give you an example, and I'm challenging myself here to do this. I've been working on Ephesians 1:18 and 19, Ephesians 3:18 and 19, and Ephesians 6:18. I like that because it's the same verse, 18 and 19. So 1, 3, and 6. But the content, what does it say? And why am I using those verses? Well, it starts out that the eyes of your understanding being what?
Enlightened.
Enlightened. You see what's going on, okay? So what are our lights, our eyes being enlightened to?
Okay.
The hope, what does it say? The hope of us calling, right?
Mm-hmm.
and the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You like to count money?
Sure.
You like to have a lot of money to count, right?
Sure.
That makes it a lot more fun if you have a lot to count. But the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. What is our inheritance? Oh my gosh, we are so rich in his inheritance.
In heaven.
Yeah.
Whatever Jesus is getting, we're getting.
Yeah. Wow. So it helps me every day. Maybe not every day, but pretty much every day I go through these verses in my mind. And I'm reminded of these great truths. And not only that, it goes on to say about the exceeding
greatness
of his power to usward who what?
Believe.
So, my goodness, the power of God. All this great things that we want our eyes to be enlightened to. Now, what about chapter 3? Chapter 3 is that we may be able to comprehend with all saints. With all saints, what? The breadth, which is what we might say the width, and the
length,
okay? The depth and the height. All four measurements is covered there. And what is it? The love of God, right?
Mm-hmm.
That we may be able to comprehend with all saints, our brothers and sisters, the love of God, which passes knowledge, that we might be what?
Filled
to the fullness of God. Wow. The love of God is so wonderful, so big. So when I go over that in my mind, I'm thinking it. I am thinking the word, and I'm remembering how big the love of God is. And then it's nice to start the day, because I'll do this in the morning, remembering these kind of things, right? What's the rest of it?
That's
know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge.
Oh, well, it's, yeah.
We might be filled with
fullness. But we might be filled with all the fullness of what? God. Pretty neat. Now, Ephesians 6:18. And where is this? What's in front of 6:18 besides verse 17 and 16 and 15?
Putting on the whole armor of God.
Putting on the rest of Ephesians, but the subject is put on the whole armor of God. You're probably familiar with putting on the whole armor of God. And so verse 18 is actually the action you take after you put on the whole armor of God. And that's what? Praying in the Spirit, praying with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. What's praying in the Spirit?
Speaking
in tongues every time. Every time speaking in tongues. 1 Corinthians 14:14-15 talks about praying in the Spirit is speaking in tongues. You can pray with the Spirit, you can pray with the understanding, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So speaking in tongues, I'm reminded, okay, speak in tongues, make prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching, what?
Mm-hmm.
Watching with all perseverance and supplication for who?
All saints.
So when you memorize and think about these scriptures, just... I'm not real good at memorization, but I've been doing this over and over again, and I try to make it real rather than just some rote memory. You know, when you were a kid, 5 years old or 6 years old, you sing, "Oh beautiful," da, 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 da. You sing, and you don't know what those words are, but you just by rote you're singing these things, right?
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, so. Think about what you're thinking about, and then process that. So what I'm suggesting, and living the word, is grab some verses. Get some verses for you that you can work on and just saturate your mind day in and day out with those special scriptures that are most meaningful to you. And it's going to bless your socks off. I still have mine on, but it is so neat to be able to remember these things and process them in your mind. Now, on the notes I handed out, you have the scriptures that I just shared with you, but I also have other verses that you might want to consider on here, okay? But there are so many wonderful scriptures, and I'm curious if some of you have already thought about, maybe as I've been sharing this, maybe you've thought about some scriptures that you're doing already or that you would like to work on. But this is what I'm communicating to you tonight. And I encourage you, if you want to live the word, you've got to get it in your brain. We know about the renewed mind, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
That's what this is. You're renewing your mind day in and day out with God's word so that you can live it. We can live our inheritance. We can live the love of God. We can live a dynamic prayer life, speaking in tongues much. See how that works? So I'm done with my teaching. But I'm curious if you have some verses maybe you thought of or that you do. I would be blessed to get some feedback from you. Some of the verses I have on here, just for you folks that are calling in, on my notes, Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. I really like 2 Timothy 1:7. I kind of know that one already. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of
power, love, and a
sound mind. Yeah.
2 Timothy 2:15 is good, too.
That's a great one. Yeah. 2 Timothy 2:15. What's that? Study?
It says, approved before God, a workman that not needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
Yeah. And we, that's a great one, because when we go to the word, we want to get it right. We don't want to mess that up. So 1 John 3:2, beloved, now are we the sons of God. Doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And then 8:37 of Romans, more than a conqueror. 8:6 Romans, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is
life and peace.
And I put 1 Thessalonians 2:13 on my notes here. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which ye heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually works in you that believe. Mm-hmm. So, great verses. That's my encouragement for you. Can I get some feedback? Do you have any thoughts? What do you think about this?
I was thinking, it's Nancy,
yes.
Ephesians 6:10, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So often, I know I just, you get about doing things and then realize that you're just trying to do it by yourself instead of asking God, and then you remember, and then it's like, oh yeah, no wonder I'm stressed about this. I'm trying to do it all. Yeah.
That's it. That's wonderful. Good one.
The third, the word says that we'll be doers of the word, not hearers only.
Right. That's what James would think. Yeah.
Philippians 4:6 says, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. I don't know if that's the right one. Philippians 4, was it Philippians? Where's the rejoice? Oh, that's in Thessalonians, isn't it?
Rejoice for nothing but everything in prayer.
So 4:6, yeah, 4:6 is rejoice.
Let your request be made known
to God.
That's a great one.
I think it's Thessalonians, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks.
Yeah.
That's three verses you could learn really quick. I like Philippians 3, I mean, not Philippians, Proverbs 3. 5 and 6, and I'm thinking of memorizing that whole chapter.
Wow.
But Proverbs 3:5 is trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your steps.
Yeah. That's great.
But there's a lot in those other verses too that I think I will start working on.
Yeah, it's wild. You know, the more we can put into our brains and have it right there when we need it.
Yeah.
You know, I know there's stories of prisoners of war in Vietnam that basically those guys had a lot of the Bible because between them all, they had so much, could remember so much of the Bible that they had previously memorized that they collectively, they had a lot of God's word while they
sharing with each other. Wow.
That's beautiful. Yes. We have to have that time to really get into the word and look at the word, because we're surrounded by man's words that really confuse us and distract us. But God only gives us life and peace.
There's a verse, two verses in Jeremiah. I was going to share them, but I spaced on it and I didn't. But Jeremiah 9:23 and 24. Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth, glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth, for in these things I delight, saith the Lord. Isn't that a great couple of verses? That's our God. That's our Father. And we just want to keep in our minds remembering his goodness, his greatness. And then we can live it out, because that's what he wants us to do. Like you said, be doers of the word, not hearers only. Wonderful. Well, anybody else got anything?
Matthew 6:33.
What's Matthew 6:33?
But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
That's a great one. That's a great one. So, again, I would encourage you to check some verses out, get something that's for you, and then stick with it day in, day out, so it becomes like your name. You don't forget your name, do you? No. So get that word so it's just comes right off.
One of the things I do is if I have a specific need, I just go find all the verses that are related to me. Like if for some reason I have fear in my life, I will go find all the verses that say, fear not, you know. You don't need to be anxious. You don't need to be afraid.
Right on.
And just put that all in my head, so drive out those negative thoughts.
That's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. Okay, so Father, thank you for your word that we can live it. And we're just grateful that your word is true and we can believe it and manifest it in our life. So I pray for all your people here, for their hearts, their desires to fellowship with you, to walk with you, to live your word, Father, that they can do so by putting on your word in their hearts. And I pray and thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Okay.